Ethiopia has been in a transitional process since 2018, and the prospects for democracy and stability seemed quite promising at the beginning. More recently, however, Ethiopia is seeing significant conflict, not only in Tigray, the northernmost region, but also in parts of the Oromo region, parts of the Amhara and the Benishangu-Gumuz region. And so whether the election is able to usher in a period of greater stability, or is the election likely to further polarization, fragmentation, and divisions? I think that's what's at stake. I think who's going to win and so forth is clearer than will the post-electoral period provide the opportunities that Ethiopians need in order to build a more stable democratic society.
What are the expectations about whether this election can be free and fair and reasonably peaceful?
Well, I mean, on the question of peaceful, there's already a significant amount of violence. I'm not sure the election per se will spark a new round of electoral violence, in part because there is so much underlying violence. I'm afraid that in most of Ethiopia, the election will not be competitive. In Tigray, the election has been canceled because of the war. In the Oromo region, which is the largest, most populous region, most of the historical opposition parties are boycotting. Many of the constituencies or the ruling party is running unopposed. There is some competition in the Amhara region, and it'd be interesting to watch that. Politics in the south and in some of the regions like the Somali and the Afar region are often very, you know, local. It's a question of which local constituency will gain access to power and hence a greater resources. So I think the real regions to watch are the Amhara region, to see if some of the opposition parties are able to get significant seats. And then second of all, to look at questions like turnout, levels of registration, to get an idea of, is the prosperity party, the ruling party, a party that can mobilize at the grassroots, can get its people to the polls, can operate as a political institution connected at the grassroots.
Now, Ethiopia, of course, is a major player in regional developments. What are the implications for this election for Ethiopia's neighbors?
The way that I put it is that in Ethiopia, regional politics are also local politics. So what happens in Mogadishu in Somalia has implications for the Somali region of Ethiopia. The populations across the border between Ethiopia and South Sudan and Ethiopia and Sudan mean that there's often those links can often exacerbate or spark conflict. The biggest conflict right now is with Eritrea. Eritrean troops are deeply involved in the war in Tigray, and that is makes any prospects for peace in Tigray extremely difficult. It'll be difficult to get the Eritreans to withdraw. The Ethiopian government says they expect the Eritreans to withdraw, but that suggests that the Eritreans will decide when they wish to withdraw. More broadly, if Ethiopia were to move into a period of greater instability, that would then spread across the region. The instability in Ethiopia would inevitably shape political prospects in Somalia, in Eritrea, and all the other neighboring countries. And so the entire region, and therefore, frankly, the entire world, has a real stake in Ethiopia's stability and the prospects for a more democratic, less authoritarian Ethiopia.